Extract from The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Read by Kate Ganderton, Education Officer and Youth Theatre Leader. When a leader of the pack has missed his kill, he is called the dead wolf as long as he lives, which is not long. Akela raised his old head wearily. Free people, and ye too, jackals of Shere Khan, for 12 seasons I have led ye to and from the kill, and in all that time not one has been trapped or maimed. Now I have missed my kill. Ye know how the plot was made. Ye know how ye brought me to an untried buck to make my weakness known. It was cleverly done. Your right is to kill me here on the council rock now. Therefore, I ask, who comes to make an end of the lone wolf? For it is my right, by the law of the jungle, that ye come one by one. There was a long hush, for no single wolf cared to fight Akela to the death. Then Shere Khan roared, "Bah! What have we to do with this toothless fool? He is doomed to die. It is the man-cub who has lived too long. Free people, he was my meat from the first. Give him to me. I am weary of this man-wolf folly. He has troubled the jungle for 10 seasons. Give me the man-cub, or I will hunt here always, and not give you one bone. He is a man, a man's child, and from the marrow of my bones I hate him." Then more than half of the pack yelled, "A man! A man! What has a man to do with us? Let him go to his own place." "And turn all of the people of the villages against us?" clamoured Shere Khan. "No, give him to me. He is a man, and none of us can look him between the eyes." Akela lifted his head again and said, "He has eaten our food. He has slept with us. He has driven game for us. He has broken no word of the law of the jungle. Also, I paid for him with a bull when he was accepted. The worth of a bull is little, but Bagheera's honour is something that he will perhaps fight for," said Bagheera in his gentlest voice. "A bull paid 10 years ago," the pack snarled. "What do we care for bones 10 years old?" "Or for a pledge?" said Bagheera, his white teeth bared under his lip. "Well, are ye called the free people?" "No man's cub can run with the people of the jungle," howled Shere Khan. "Give him to me." "He is our brother in all but blood," Akela went on, "and ye would kill him here? In truth, I have lived too long. Some of ye are eaters of cattle, and others I have heard that, under Shere Khan's teaching, ye go by dark night and snatch children from the villager's doorstep. Therefore I know ye to be cowards, and it is to cowards that I speak. It is certain that I must die, and my life is of no worth, or I would offer that in the man-cub's place. But for the sake of the honour of the pack, a little matter that by being without a leader ye have forgotten, I promise that if ye let the man-cub go to his own place, I will not, when my time comes to die, bear one tooth against ye. I will die without fighting. That will at least save the pack 3 lives. More I cannot do. But if ye will, I can save ye the shame that comes of killing a brother against whom there is no fault. A brother spoken for and brought into the pack according to the law of the jungle." "He is a man, a man, a man," snarled the pack, and most of the wolves began to gather round Shere Khan, whose tail was beginning to twitch. "Now the business is in thy hands," said Bagheera to Mowgli. "We can do no more except fight."